You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The damage and silt buildup wrought by flooding across the country poses a unique danger to all types of animals. I spoke to New Zealand Veterinary Association Head of Veterinary Services, Sally Corey, about the unique dangers for animals that have been playing outside and animals that have been relocated, and how to spot the signs of a sick pet. I started off by asking which pets could be affected by flood damage.
Pretty much all pets can be affected. We're mostly concerned about problems in dogs and a little bit in cats, but it's mainly dogs that we've been focusing on.
What diseases are most common in affecting animals post-flood?
So the main diseases that we are concerned about, gastroenteritis is a large one, so where dogs present with signs of very upset tummies, so vomiting, diarrhea, off food, and can look quite unwell as a result of that. We're also quite concerned about a bacterial infection that can be picked up from floodwaters called leptospirosis. And that can cause quite a lot of vague symptoms in dogs, so they can look just generally unwell, run high fevers, again, signs of vomiting and diarrhea. The concern with leptospirosis is it is also a disease that can affect humans as well.
Are the pets mainly affected farm animals, or can all animals suffer such diseases?
Yeah, all animals can suffer, particularly with regards to lots of causes of gastroenteritis and leptospirosis, that does affect farm animals as well. So sheep, cattle, goats can be affected.
Does the stress of pets, for instance, from relocating them, lead to any illness?
Absolutely. So stress can definitely affect their immune system. So it can make them a little bit higher risk, a little bit more susceptible to other diseases such as gastroenteritis. We also do see a lot of problems with stress in cats. So if there's any changes in their environment or if they have been relocated, they can actually develop a bladder problem where they will show signs of cystitis, which can be very painful and can also lead to some life-threatening conditions as well. So we definitely see or are seeing an increased risk for that.
Finally, what should pet owners do to make sure their animals are protected and safe?
So the main thing they should do is just be careful when they are walking or exercising their dogs anywhere around anywhere that has been recently flooded, or if they're coming into contact with silt or potentially contaminated areas. They should be walking them on a lead where possible. If they are worried about contamination, then just being careful to wash their feet. Sometimes trimming the hair from between their pads and things like that can just reduce that contamination risk. And also just being careful to look after themselves as well. So if they are touching their pets or cleaning the pets after they've been out in these areas, then just being careful about hand hygiene and washing their hands, etc. as well.
That was Sally Corey, Head of Veterinary Services for the NZVA, on protecting pets post-flooding.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.